Well, they're kind of personal things that I've drawn or have had drawn for me. This is my daughter's hand print. This is my football club. This is the cover of a book I did with my friend. This is on the cover of the book, and yeah. And this is something my girlfriend drew. To have a beard on the, I'm also wearing a beard on the album cover, and I had a beard on the first album too that was made with multicolored paper, and I want to keep that theme going, and I will also have a beard on the next album. That would be the final one, the third beard, and yeah, it was just an idea I had after my mother and my girlfriend were making these crochet fashion items for women, and they were making them out of old, really old doilies, kind of, that you put on tables, like for decoration. And I just asked them to make me a beard out of that. And yeah, it doesn't have any specific meaning other than that. I had it in my mind and wanted someone to make it for me. Mostly my musical heroes were American and British bands and artists. Just Michael Jackson and Bruce Springsteen. And my parents had a really big have a really big record collection, like of Pink Floyd and Frank Zappa and King Crimson and, you know, all that. So I went through all their stuff too, and I would probably think that the Icelandic community or just being from Iceland has more effect to me, more than Icelandic music, kind of. I feel that the music I make is more rooted in something that I grew up loving when I was listening to music. Well, I started Cheaper for, I think it's probably 10 years ago, and I was alone then. It was a solo project, and then I started playing live, and it kind of, I asked people, my friends, just to play with me, and then it somehow became a band, and that's actually how I met Soleil. And then now I'm doing kind of a solo thing, where I make the records myself, but then when we play live, I have a band with me. That's what I'm focusing on now.
that.
Well, Sole is in Seabear, and Maggie, the drummer, has played with us too. But mostly it's just friends I've known. Everyone in the band or in a few other bands too. But it's mostly just people from the Icelandic music scene that I asked to play live with me. I think it's even smaller than you imagine. It's, you know, we all live in Reykjavik, close to each other, and so that's one thing that I really like about the Icelandic music scene. It's, you know, you can, it's not hard to pick up the phone and call someone if you like their music and just say, hello, can you come and play with me? And they, most of the times they say yes. A few different groups in Iceland, I think, that work very closely together, you know, help each other record and, you know, play. Like the guitar player that plays with me has played on like 100 Icelandic indie records or something. He plays like on everything. Also the drummer. You know, we have very good precedents from other Icelandic indie bands in the past, like the Sugar Cubes and Björk and Sigur Rós and Moom, who are all these Icelandic bands who have done really well abroad also, but they still are doing their own sort of music kind of, and they're very uncompromising artists. They just do whatever they want to do, but still it works very well. And I think that has been a good precedent for young musicians in Iceland to see that here are people just like us who are doing their own kind of music. They just do whatever they like, and they are able to, play all over the world. And I think it's easier for us to play in Europe and, you know, in Scandinavia. And even though sometimes maybe the albums, they sell better in America, but it's a real big step to go to America. You have to apply for work permits, which you don't have to in Europe. Even though there seems to be lots of interest from America, it's not so many bands a year that go to America from Iceland. It's much, much more that go to, you know, Scandinavia or Europe.
One night could I
Thank you.
I was, I think, 18 or 19, and I was, didn't know, I was a confused young man, and was trying to figure out what I wanted to do as an adult. And I had already quit school, and I was like laying pavement, you know, construction worker. Really, you know, boring and hard job for a long day. And I was just thinking, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do something that I hate every day. So what do I like? And then I thought, I like music. I'll just try to play music. So I bought a guitar and took guitar lessons and piano lessons and started to experiment with recording myself and doing producing in the computer.
Thank you.
Are you?
I think the first album wasn't so good. But it still got me to play shows, and then I got a record contract after that, those shows. And I actually got the record contract first in Berlin, which is my label is in Berlin. It's called More Music. And they release, the music is released in Europe and Japan and America. And yeah, when I started to try to do music seriously, I just quit everything else. And I was just in my room all day, every day, trying to do something that sounded half decent. I sing mainly in English.
Yeah.
I think when I started doing music, I was living in London, and it kind of felt just yeah, like it felt pretty natural to sing in English. Also because like growing up, all my musical heroes were always singing in English, so that was kind of music to me. It was just always kind of in English. And then pretty early on, I got like a record contract, which meant the albums would be sold in Europe and America. So I've kind of stuck to singing in English since then. I've tried lots of different ways. Nowadays, it's mostly I know, you know, I do the music and then I do the lyrics after I've done the music. Since I think it's pretty common, but I've also tried to just, you know, write on an acoustic guitar and sing at the same time and write or the piano. And I've tried lots of different ways with lyrics. I think that's one of the hardest parts for me is doing the lyrics, because I think I made the mistake early on in my career to make like lyrics that was not good enough, and then I end up playing them live every night for a long time. I'm like, why am I singing these stupid lyrics? So now I try to put lots of effort into the lyrics. They take me quite a long time to do it. I've just been trying lots of different things, mixing things together, and like making a hip hop beat and then playing some harp line over it or something and singing. And I think that's one of the, you know, fun parts about being an artist that people sometimes forget, is that you can do whatever you like. You don't have to tell anyone what you're doing. Don't have to ask anyone, just do whatever you like. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm also doing dance music, but then the last album I did was more like kind of hippie, jammy music. So I just like to try whatever I feel like at that time that I'm doing it.
Oh,
we began in Göttingen in Germany, and we've played since then. We played we played in Brussels in Belgium, and 3 weeks. Yeah, it's I don't go for longer than 3 weeks now. That's kind of the it's enough. I go home in about 10 days or something, and I finished my new album last month. It doesn't come out until next year though. And this summer I'll mainly be focusing on recording a album that I'm working on, which is kind of like a guest album. I'm getting singers to come into my studio and sing with me for every song. All Icelandic musicians, and which is something I'm gonna do this summer. And we're playing some festivals, like just like one weekend, and I'm gonna play a bit in Iceland. But and I'm also gonna try to relax a bit. I haven't done that for a long time.
Thank you for coming out. Have a wonderful evening.
Montalbano hol van?
Nyaralni vinni a menyasszonya.
Mikor érkezel?
De a munka...
Szerinted csak kitaláltam, hogy Mimi fia beleesett egy gödörbe, ami nem is gödör, hanem egy lakás, ahol egy mumifikálódott holttestet találtunk.
Ha, persze.
Ugyan már?
És egy gyönyörű nő.
Már kezdettől fogva sejtette, hogy a testvére meghalt, igaz?
A testem árulta el.
Átírja terveit.
Megesküdtél, hogy Vigátában nyáron nem követnek el gyilkosságot.
Montalbano felügyelő. Augusztusi tűz, második rész. Pénteken 20 óra 5 perckor. A Dunán.
Valakinek akar, akarodzik neki, akar, nem? Lakótalma. Lesz.
A becsület megmentése érdekében szörnyű becstelenséget követnek el.
Gyalázat.
Az érzelmeket azonban nem tudják megváltoztatni.
Utálom, érti? Gyűlölöm!
Egyetlen megoldás létezik.
Ezt a házasságot a szentszék egy szóra felbontja.
De a döntést a hatalom könnyen befolyásolhatja.
Nincsenek ebben az országban törvények.
Különös házasság. Mikszáth Kálmán nagy sikerű művének filmváltozata. Pénteken 21 óra 25 perckor a Dunán.
A nőnek ezekben a táncokban a legfontosabb, hogy figyeljen, és hogy mindig abban a pillanatban kész legyen, hogy a fiú mit akar vele csinálni.
Mindenkinek megvan a szerepe, ugyanígy a táncban is, mint az életben.
Táncolni nem csak lábbal kell, hanem fejjel is, és ez így együtt a kettő adja az egész embert.
Fölszállott a páva. Hamarosan a Dunán.